Yeah, well, good. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be joining you. Looking forward to Monday, where we've got, as you say, the return to some kind of normality across the tracks in Britain.
Well, even though we are the voice of the racing industry in this country, I'm not sure how many people are well aware of your association. Just tell us what the RCA is all about, the Racecourse Association, the power you hold, what you actually do from week to week, and then we'll have a chat about Monday's return of racegoers. What is the Racecourse Association's main aim?
So we bring together all of the racetracks in Great Britain, of which there's 59, and that includes all the tracks in mainland Britain, so England, Scotland and Wales. And as I say, we bring them together as one voice. We represent them to government, to the wider industry, to the public. And in this particular case, we've represented them to bring back spectators and make sure that the protocols and the safety measures are in place and they're consistent across the board, and they achieve a high standard of public safety. And that reflects what goes on from, you know, the guidance we get from all the national governments, and we have interpreted that and applied it to racecourses so they're safe venues and ready to welcome back people from Monday.
Well, Monday there are a number of race meetings. Now, is this a fait accompli? What will we see come Monday, even though we're radio, we'll be broadcasting the racing, but how close will the racing experience be from Monday onwards in the UK to, say, what it was maybe a year or two ago?
It's certainly going to be really, really quite similar to what it was 2 years ago. I mean, all of the, certainly in England from Monday, all legal restrictions on coronavirus have been lifted. Now, in practice, that means that the race experience will be very similar. So, for example, nothing is mandated. There's no restrictions on numbers. People don't have to buy in advance like they did before, although we encourage it. And the use of face coverings and things like that are not mandated. But what we're asking people to do is still to be responsible and look after themselves and their fellow racegoers. So whilst you don't have to, we are going to be asking people to keep wearing a face covering in busy areas, to make sure their hands are clean, and use all of the hand sanitation that's going to be available on all racecourses, and also to keep taking those lateral flow tests, which are self-administered rapid tests where you can get a result in half an hour, which tells you if you've got the virus or not. So if they're negative, then of course come racing, enjoy yourself. If they're positive, then please stay at home and make sure you look after yourself and recover.
So a large proportion of your population are vaccinated, but is it a prerequisite? Is there any requirement of proof, or what's the situation with being vaccinated as opposed to not being vaccinated and attending race meetings?
So for the time being, there's no proof of vaccination required. As you mentioned, a lot of the population now have had at least one dose, if not both of them. It might come later if we fall back into a position whereby there's really high cases and government put restrictions back on us. But for the time being, no, there's no COVID proof of certification required.
We're chatting to Paul Swain in the UK, Monday evening our time. In terms of racing, the UK will be going back to normality. Again, strange thing to say, but people will be back on race courses. The requirement to wear masks and so on will be at the discretion. There are still thousands of cases, Paul. It's obviously for non-race goers or even those that are pessimistic, maybe we might say realistic. There are thousands of cases. Some people still urging the government that they're going ahead too quickly with a return. What do you say to those? And is that something that the Racecourse Association, the British Horse Racing Association as well, the industry, how do they approach the comments that the UK is opening up despite these rise in cases?
I think we touched on it before that a large number of our population have had at least one, if not two, vaccinations, which have significantly weakened the link between case numbers and hospitalisation and sadly death, although of course there are some deaths which are very sad, but it's nowhere near as high as it was. So we take confidence from the government and our scientific advisors that the vaccinations have really helped. And of course we are asking people to keep being responsible and keep doing the things that we know are proven to keep people safe. So I mentioned before about face coverings in busy areas, make sure you wear one. distance where you can keep that 1 meter, 2 meter distance, and make sure you take those lateral flow tests in advance, so that if you do find yourself having the virus, keep away and isolate before you come to a race meeting. So there's certainly a lot of responsibility that individuals need to take on, and equally the venues and race courses have done everything they can to be safe, which as I mentioned before about having lots of hand sanitation available and keeping there is an option to have social distancing. We've got spaces laid out on the ground and that kind of thing to help people understand what a safe space is. So the two together, I think, should give people confidence that it's a safe space.
Now, we spoke to Nick Smith from the Ascot Racecourse. I think your officers are right near there looking at a map right now, and they had the test case for Royal Ascot with 12,000 a day, and obviously everything went well. How important was that to the final green light, or is it open slather, whatever has happened, that anyone that wants to do something from Monday can, including racing?
Well, all of the pilot events that we've done have been really important. So racing, horse racing in Britain has been part of our government's events research programme, which is the ERP. And all of those test events have given, you know, good and bad practice as to how events should run safely. So the findings have been invaluable, and they've gone into the operating protocols that all race courses can use. I know that Ascot had a good event. They had a much, much reduced capacity, what you'd expect at Royal Ascot, but it did give us some good guidance on how to operate an event safely, and the protocols we need to be aware of that all the race courses should follow. So no, it was a very good barometer.
Paul Swain, our guest from the UK Racecourse Association, Monday evening our time, our UK coverage. It'll be normality with people able to attend race meetings in no maximum numbers, and no need to wear a mask unless they feel they should. Can I ask you, I have read a few articles, not all race courses are embracing this to a point, whether it's bodies. For example, I know you look after Scottish courses. Is it right that the Perth course in Scotland are not going to have large crowds? Ireland you don't look after, but they too have been denied bigger crowds in some cases. For example, all the meetings on Monday that you cover, is the gate open to everyone? Or going forward, is there any slight tinkering? What happens if a race course manager says to you that, look, we just don't feel comfortable, our track is a bit difficult to cordon people off if there's dramas and social distancing and so on? Is it an openly embraced opening on Monday going forward from all of your race courses in the UK?
Yeah, it should be. I mean, ultimately it is up to each individual race course, but I can't imagine any of them would turn down the chance to bring back spectators for the atmosphere they generate and the fact that it's a very, very integral commercial source of income for every race course. The differences we're going to have is the speed at which we can open up. So England, Scotland and Wales, unfortunately for us, have different dates whereby restrictions are going to be lifted. And even within those, when they do open up, there are going to be slight intricacies that are different between the three nations of that we look after in Britain here, England, Scotland and Wales. So there will be slight differences between the three. But the overriding message is that from the 19th of July, so Monday, we are opening up, and then into August you get the further restrictions lifted in Scotland and Wales, which should bring them up to speed with England as well. But it is a tricky one, no doubt, because they are slightly different.
Paul, when we have had situations where racegoers were allowed back on track, at times when we had large case numbers, nothing like the UK, of course, but we still have what we called the bubble, where we had zones. So racegoers were at the track, but say a couple of years ago when they would be right next to the mounting yard and within, you know, touching distance of horses at stables and allowed to roam the racecourse all over, we had situations where racegoers were on track, but they were in areas where they were distance away. Now, it wasn't the normal race day experience, but it was a precaution to keep them away from the jockeys and trainers and people in the industry, because if a number of riders were to get COVID, then have to isolate and then shut down and so on. Is there anything in the opening where crowds are welcome back that still keeps them slightly zoned away from jockeys, trainers, and those in the industry and so on, or...?
It'll be as it was previously, pre-coronavirus. So at a British race course, the general public don't have access to what we'd call integrity areas. So places where the weighing room, the changing room for jockeys, the parade ring, they didn't have access to those areas anywhere. So after Monday, they would continue not to. There are mitigations put in place to keep jockeys and our racing personnel safe, because of course we don't want them to get ill, and we don't want them to have to self-isolate, which would take them away from the sport. So they will still have some mitigations to keep them safe in those areas, but it was never the case that the public had access to them anyway, so it'll just be a return to what we did previously.
And bookmakers well and truly back as well?
Yeah, absolutely. They will be on course, and a number of them will be accepting both card and cash payments. So that's, again, as it was previously, people can look forward to that experience.
And just look, again, we'd be naive not to think that rising case numbers still might cause concern. The positive of being a racetrack outdoors, fresh air, people in many cases not inside, but of course going forward if it's a normality they will be inside. But if anything happens and the government has to reassess things and weigh up what they do to reel in COVID if it gets out of hand again, would you like to think that come Monday, whatever happens, racing is in a situation where you would be one of the last things that would have to be curtailed, given the positives and the advantages you have?
You'd like to think so. I mean, we've proven throughout the pandemic that we are racing can operate safely. We were the first major sport to return in Britain after the first lockdown, as we came back in June 2020. And all along, we've proven to government and the authorities that we can operate safely. So, you know, God forbid that things do take a turn for the worse and we're in a situation whereby it's that bad again. You'd like to think that our protocols that have been proven throughout would be able to be relied upon to allow the sport to continue, you know, with or without spectators. Obviously, we hope that there are spectators and we don't have to go down that route again, but we have the protocols in place to ensure the sport can at least continue.
And I say it tongue-in-cheek, is it true you're giving out betting vouchers or drink vouchers to people to use, that if they do test positive for COVID, that they say they're at the football, not the races, the next week? Or
not to my knowledge. No, I didn't think so.
Are you nervous, excited? Is the industry ready for this? I guess you're never going to be readier than now, but how are you feeling?
No, I think the courses are excited, and of course, there's a sort of a cautious approach to it because it's the first time that we've done it for so many months. But certainly to bring people back and to hear that, you know, roar of a crowd, and to not have to place upon people so many restrictions which do inhibit the experience is really refreshing. So, yeah, there's definitely a sense of excitement across the courses. And, you know, we've worked with all of our courses throughout the pandemic and spoken to them pretty much every day about the situation, and you can sense the mood, I think, is certainly lifting, and people are looking forward to what comes next.
Well, we'll see. We'll be broadcasting the races. We'll keenly be listening in and seeing if the atmosphere is there and noticing the people on track. Good luck with it. It's been a long time, but let's hope it's a terrific start of a new racing experience once again in the UK. Thanks for taking the call, Paul.
No, absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.
Paul Swain from the Racecourse Association of the UK. Look after all the racetracks over there. This Monday night, our time, 4 meetings in the UK. It's open gates now. It's come along to the races. Masks are not required unless you feel you need to. It's all about normality. We wish them all the best.